T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Inbounding from the baseline, in the corner, up top, straight away to Gasol. He takes a 3-ball, buries it! Busted from the north side, Marc Gasol has pushed Toronto ahead by one in double overtime. Kawhi into the lane, cut off by Middleton, trying to shake Brogdon. Spins to the right block, lays it up and in. Strong take by Kawhi Leonard. What a man bucket with 32.4 seconds to play. The Raptors lead by 4. Bucks heave one with 3 seconds left. An air ball, and the Raptors are going to win. They inbound, the clock goes, the buzzer goes, and the Raptors take care of business on their home floor. They win game 3. The Bucks still lead the series 2-1, but as the old adage goes, it's not a series until the home team loses a game, and it hasn't happened yet, folks.
Big game last night, double overtime, Raptors win. And guess what? We the North, it's a perfect word for right now. Time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word North to 72881 and you're registered. N-O-R-T-H, text North to 72881. That's 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour, this is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. North, the 7 a.m. code word. Text it to 72881.
All right, well, Toronto's back in it. Boy, that game was... I guess the defense was really good, because that sucker ended up going double overtime. Toronto actually had it in regulation and blew a nice little lead there at the end and end up winning it. Kawhi Leonard, who had like 17 points in like the fourth quarter, ends up with 36 in 52 minutes. But Toronto was able to win that game and now have a chance to tie that series back up with the next game at home tomorrow night. Against the Milwaukee Bucks. And so that game's going on somewhere in the third, going into the fourth quarter, and I go, damn, do I finish this bad boy out, or do I go to Game of Thrones? And I said, you know what? I know everybody's going to be yapping about it. I might as well just, it's the last one, 79 minutes. I might as well be part of the 20 million viewers and see what's going to happen. People are already leaking out. Disappointment and all that stuff. So I did. I caught it. Actually,
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because I didn't think it was that bad. I know there a lot of stuff was written before. I didn't think the ending was that bad. It was like the good family that started the whole thing, finished the thing with a lot of good stories for a lot of the family members, right? And all the bad people kind of got knocked out of the show. So I don't know.
I just wanted to is there an answer that you didn't get at the end of last night? Is there something that you were looking for to get at the end of the by the end of the episode that when it ended you're like, "Well, wait a minute. What about this?" And I don't think there was. I don't really think there was anything towards the end. If you didn't like the ending, that's fine, but there wasn't like open, you know, questions that weren't answered. You kind of saw everyone at the final table, you know, without giving any spoilers away for people who didn't see it, but like, all the major questions, I think, were answered. Whether you liked how they were answered or not, like, obviously the episode before, people were pissed off and how Cersei died and Jaime died. You know, like, they were pissed off at that. But outside of that, how many questions were still, like, kind of unanswered when it ended last night?
The problem is, on these shows, everybody gets their favorites and, you know, you're kind of watching. I hope these two end up together and I hope this person gets more power and I hope they don't get killed. And you go through that, but... You know, Bran is the man.
That's right.
You know, you just kind of...
Odds on favored before the season started, by the way, at 3 Las Vegas sports books to take over the throne.
Yeah.
He was the odds on favorite, and I kind of laughed at it because I was like, there's no way. And then look.
It was good, man. Yeah. I got no problem. I it might not have been the ending, and it not usually happen. People, there's an ending, and Nobody likes it. Yeah. You're always going to have somebody not happy with it. But
Darren DeVille just tweeted out $3.3 billion in lost workplace productivity today, projected by Challenger Gray as a result of people skipping work from Game of Thrones watching last night.
Listen, man, that's a little over the top.
And $3.3
billion? You got to get a life if that's keeping you.
If you didn't go to work today because you stayed up to watch Game of Thrones last night, wow. That's all I have to
First
say.
First of all, we're talking about the show is over at 10:15 or
10:21 or
whatever
like
it was.
That, yeah.
Like, okay, come on, man. That's not going to kill you no matter how early you get up.
And are you really emotionally like drained from watching the end of that last night?
I wasn't. By the way, overall, I was not surprised by that much that happened. I'm not going to say it. Some of it you're kind of curious to see, but, you know, you saw people abuse power, and all the people that abuse their power all got knocked out of the show, got killed.
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, it was kind of.
I liked it.
If you like the good guys, man, the good guys, the good family pulled out.
That's right.
You might not like the way it ended for them, but they're okay. They're moving on today. They're making fires right now in the snow. Never seen an airy damn snow year around in that damn show.
Yeah.
Do they ever have a nice damn day there?
No, not
they
the,
never have
not,
a South
not
Florida
past
day.
The wall.
Jeez, man.
It's always
crazy.
Snowing. And plus you gotta
wear a friggin' jacket like
all the, right? Why do you think they're all built? They got all this stuff on them all the time. And then there's so much debris still around King's Landing from all the fires and everything that happened.
Yeah.
You can't breathe around there. It's too cold in the north. Yeah, it's a pretty bad place
anyway,
to live right now.
Yeah, so I had to finish it out. I did tease this afterwards. I checked on the internet, see who won the game in double overtime, and find out that Toronto did end up getting the win. But, yeah, I just had to give up a little sports late last night to see what was going on. By the way, Golden State can finish out Portland tonight. Looks like Iguodala might be out of the lineup tonight now. He may not play, but you got Green playing. Draymond Green's playing out of his friggin' mind right now.
Right now. Yep.
Curry, Thompson, the three of them combined for 75 points. And I thought Draymond did a really good job of getting all the other guys involved too. So we'll see, as they might be really shorthanded tonight, trying to finish this thing up, and so we'll see. It is funny, though. You're trying to figure out, all right, so if Durant doesn't come back, and I love how can anybody say they don't need Durant, that they're not a better team with Kevin Durant, and they may need Kevin Durant in this next series. I don't know if they need him or not to beat. I'm guessing they're going to beat Portland. Portland's not going to beat them four straight. That would be one of the all-time
great
collapses
of
all we've ever seen. But, yeah, they're a lot better with Kevin Durant on the team, but we are seeing that the original Big Three are not forgotten in this series the way they play. They haven't lost a game.
No.
They haven't lost a game going back to when Durant got hurt actually in Game 5 late in that game, and they were able to pull that one out just enough offensively. They go into Houston, get a win, and then now they've won these games, all of them, against Portland. So doing – and a lot of them have been really close games, and a lot of them have been big comebacks. But Golden State has been – it's incredible. They're obviously – experience and how to come back and win, and we see it with New England, the same damn thing. New England seems to always find ways to come back and win games, going back to that Super Bowl against Atlanta, and just continue on. I also saw one of the greatest punches I've ever seen, and I hate going back because there were so many great fights in the old days growing up in the 80s down here when I first got my first jobs down here and back here watching all those fights. It was a great time for boxing. It really was. At just about every level. But I will tell you, watching Deontay Wilder throw punches and not worry about the body and just literally trying to knock a guy's head off.
That's it.
Was and it was free. Didn't cost you anything on Showtime. You can't wait now. And if that's not the greatest teaser for Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder to fight to find out who's getting all the heavyweight belts, all of them.
They got to make this happen. I mean, I know it's not going to happen 2 months from now, but within the next 12 months, we have to see that fight. They have to save the heavyweight division by having that fight.
Well, they will fight because it is a big, big-ass payday. It'll be – I mean, that thing's going to be huge.
What's the biggest heavyweight fight we've seen in a decade? if this happens? Like, when was the last good heavyweight fight you've seen? We're talking the heavyweight division, not Mayweather, not this guy, not Canelo. I'm talking about heavyweight division, which used to be the payday division. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, you talk about the heavyweights. When was the last time you saw a good heavyweight
listen,
fight?
Listen, I don't think for me, and I'm going back, I'm showing my age here, but going back to
Joe Frazier. Yeah, Lennox Lewis, like even there. No, I know.
Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali.
Sure.
One, two, or three, take your choice. They just beat the hell out of each other. I mean, literally put some brain damage on each other. They just
look at all these guys now.
Pounded each other. You got throwing George Foreman in some of those fights too were classics as well. But I know I'm going way, way back.
But when was the last one you can remember? Heavyweight fight that you went, wow, I can't wait till Saturday night.
Buster.
Yeah, okay.
Buster was a big upset.
But when was that fight? In the 80s? The late 80s? Early 90s?
No. Buster and
was that 92, 93?
Yeah, that was a 90s fight, I believe.
Okay, we're talking about how many years ago? Almost 30 years ago.
Well, listen, you get two heavyweights who used to be the sexiest fights, and you get these two, it would be really good for business for both of them, and they just got to figure out how to split it and piece of the pie on pay-per-view.
That's always the problem.
The guarantees and hype it up, and it should be really good because that was, for a free fight.
That was fun.
That was a good 2 minutes, whatever it was. It didn't last long. But it was.
You want to hear a little post-fight from your boy Jim Gray? We have a little of that audio.
Oh, yeah, Jim Gray. Jim Gray's the only thing that, like, why do these guys all hire Jim Gray to do these jobs? One of the most annoying human beings.
By what you're saying, that with all due respect to these other opponents, the public does not want to see Ruiz. The public does not want to see Dominique Brazil. The public does not want to see whoever this guy is that's fighting Tyson Fury. They want to see you three fight like Ali fought Frazier, like Ali fought Foreman, like Foreman fought Frazier. So to be recognized in that type of breath toward the modern day, you've got to get it on. They don't want to have a whole lot more patience.
Most definitely, you know.
But shut up, Jim.
But you know what the saying is, Jim. Good thing come to those who wait.
So anyway, the part you didn't see, so he took a shot at Brazil, who just finished the fight, and so then he called him over, and Brazil went, I'm not going to talk to you. Screw you. So he, oh, we got him here. Oh, he's not talking to me? Why? Because I just took a shot at you? You're a bum.
All right, we got Luis Ortiz here, but before we talk to Luis, let's bring in Dominique Brazil. Hold on a second, Luis. Dominique. Luis? We'll have Felix De Jesus translate. He doesn't want to talk to us. That's fine.
Yeah, you dog the guy. You can't dog the guy that he's a bum in the fight after he got knocked out. Nobody wants to see that fight. Then expect him, yeah, Jim, let me come over and do an interview. You just ripped me after I just got my ass knocked out. Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
I mean, he's still making a living. Yep, he's still, Brady used him for everything. He's one of the most annoying, I want to ask Tom Brady someday when he's warming up on the side, like, hey, Tom, only one question. You know, when Danny runs over there or Greasy runs over there and they're talking to Brady before the game, I want to go, I just got one question. Like, why do you use Jim Gray for everything you do? Like, what do you guys see with Jim Gray?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Every time we went to a boxing match for the afternoon show in Vegas, Jim Gray is always available. We'd always bring him on. And literally every time I always asked him, does the Pete Rose thing ever haunt you? Like that interview, does that ever come back? And he goes, no, I thought it was good. Worked out great for TV that night. And I just go, God, what a D-bag. What a D-bag.
But you can't expect to dog the guy like, hey.
That's it.
Telling Wilder, nobody wants to see you fight these bums like you fought tonight.
This guy right
and then,
here.
And then 2 minutes later, like, he stand behind you. Hey, come on in, do the interview. Yeah. Like, F you, man. Yeah. No, I don't want to do an interview with you.
I wouldn't have done it either.
So that was a while. I tell you what, it was one of the great punches, though.
Oh,
I don't care. You know, you want to talk about, I mean, and you saw it coming from right field. I mean, he got everything behind it. And the guy
His face shifted.
Well, Brazil had to be shifted. He had to be somewhat out of it from an earlier punch, not to protect himself, because he had a lot of time to put his hands up. I don't know if he could get out of the way or not, but he took it square. And then, by the way, you gotta love this. He was upset after the fight that they stopped it. He thought they stopped it too early. I'm like, oh my God, they saved you from dying.
Can we show you the replay of when you got up from the count?
Geez,
because you literally looked like you had no idea where you were, but you think we stopped that fight? Go ahead. Wilder, hit him one more time. Let's see what happens.
He got up at 9, and yeah, he couldn't take too many more of those.
Joe, come on.
Those are full-time damage punches that, you know, they did you a favor. Take your money and get the hell out of there. We got to go to break here, man. A lot more stuff. Ira Winderman, Bruce Feldman from The Athletic got a great article on University of Miami trying to bring it back, the search for the lost swag. We'll have him join us at 9 o'clock.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, we're here at WQAM. Want you to hang out with us at Margaritaville on Hollywood Beach. It's Wednesday, June 5th, but we don't have lots of room, so you got to register now at WQAM.com/contest for our Sports Stakes Spirits Bash. You'll have a chance to win a swag bag worth about $150, plus lunch, drinks, and the chance to spend time with all of us here at WQAM, the big dog, Dono and Frito. Hawk and Crowder, they'll be broadcasting their show live from there. The lunch starts at noon. We'll only have room for 20 winners and their guests, so register ASAP right now at WQAM.com/contest, happening at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood at Margaritaville Hollywood, the beach resort there. You got to June 5th, it's coming up, but you got to get to WQAM.com/contest to sign up and get your space.
Oh, man, it sounds like it'll be fun. How are they going to decide?
They're going to put the names in front of you, and you have to figure out who you want to bring there.
I don't know. How the hell am I supposed to know?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It's a special secret that none of us here know about.
First time
maybe Hollywood. Hollywood's in
first time we've done anything like this. Yeah. I always wonder, like, okay, sounds great. It'll be fun. There's no question. It'll be a good time. I'm just curious, like, how you decide. You got a few hundred people registered to come out, want to join us and have some fun. How are we going to figure it out?
It's a question for management. We have some management here on the show.
Maybe we'll have our program director and our assistant program director figure it out. Maybe we'll do that. Anyway, hey, listen, we got that went real quiet. All of a sudden, everybody was focused on what they're doing.
I was reading
what
the
doing.
Article by Bruce Feldman.
Anyway, we wanted to get some other things here this morning that we were talking about before, and one of them was Adam Gase. The fallout, as we're in the middle of mini camps and OTAs and who's showing up and who's not, you knew it was just a matter of time if you've been following this Adam Gase thing. And now they're saying Peyton Manning, if he wants the job, could get it. And of course, you know, I don't see Peyton Manning wanting to be a GM.
You never know.
Of the Jets, but maybe I'm wrong. You're right. Maybe Adam's working on him. Adam is 100%. Everybody said he was going to be involved in the decision. Adam Gase has got 100% is going to decide who he's working with.
Sure.
And the CEO, Chris Johnson, will sign off on that. There is no question in my mind. It is incredible to me. Sitting back, and I got nothing against Adam. I mean, he didn't win enough games here. You know, it didn't end the way, you know, I thought it would. He's always been good with us. But it is incredible from the outside how Adam Gase gets the last opening job, who some others turned down, gets the job, and with it somehow ends up with all this power. Where he's not only a head coach right now, he's an interim general manager and has 100% say in a buddy or somebody he knows or he's worked with in Chicago. It's going to be somebody he's either worked with in Chicago or Denver because that's what he mostly knows. And then Peyton Manning. Adam can't do anything without Peyton Manning. Mm. Like, he goes back and he talks about his year where they threw up crazy numbers in Denver with Peyton Manning and he's showing all the tapes of things you can do, and you're like, yeah, Peyton Manning does this, like, did this with the Colts. He does it everywhere he's been till his arm was so bad he couldn't
Swiss
do it.
Cheese, yeah.
Right. And he still won the Super Bowl with that arm. Right. So I don't know. You think Peyton Manning, if he's going to be offered the job, the question is it something Peyton Manning wants to do?
That is the big question, right? If you want to still be back in the NFL, this is a good way.
That feel good, love, Peyton Manning, great commercials, you're the guy. You're giving all that up if you're going to be the GM for the Jets.
Absolutely.
And
not even a question.
If you don't get it flipped around, they're going to treat you like they treat John Elway.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, the love affair of being the greatest player in Denver of all time, John Elway, doesn't seem like it loses a little something when you can't find a quarterback for a couple years and you get a little spoiled in Denver since that championship with Peyton Manning. And he's aware of this. Peyton Manning's aware of all this stuff. You see Peyton Manning taking it. I don't see it, but people have said he wants to run a team. That's what he ultimately wanted to do. He's turned down all these. He's been offered the Monday Night Football job like 400 times.
And still open for him if he wants it. Anytime he wants it.
I don't think he wants that job. So would you rather have the Monday Night Football gig or the Jets general manager job?
Not even a question for me. It's Monday Night Football. I mean, the Jets job gets you back in the NFL on a day-to-day, everyday basis. Monday Night Football, you're in the media. It's a little different. But Monday Night Football is going to pay probably Peyton Manning $10 million a year, and he works one day a week. Now, there's obviously prep that goes into it, obviously. But you're literally working one day a week.
You got to put in a little more time. I don't want everybody
to
think
those guys show up. So you spend a couple hours on a Saturday and a Sunday, and you go to the team camp on a Friday to go speak with the coach. That's all you do. That gig is very easy when it comes to that. General manager of the Jets, Joe, I think you said it halfway correct. If this team doesn't win in the next 2 years, Adam Gase will get run out of there. Peyton Manning will get run out of there. That's just what happens. Because you said in Denver, or you said wherever, you're looking for a quarterback. They have that rookie or that second-year quarterback. They just spent a ton of money in the offseason. They just had the number 2 pick in the draft or number 3 pick in the draft. Like, this team right now, the general manager did his job and then got fired. Someone's getting in there and sitting in that seat now, and you got nothing to do for 12 months.
Some have said the GM could have been a D-bag. Who knows? We're not there for the relationship stuff and how Adam worked with them. And
how about the story about the draft room that came out where Adam Gase was so upset that he wasn't involved in like the pre-draft meetings with his GM that he did stuff with the furniture. He like moved furniture around.
We were told, though, when he got the job, like, look, you're just going to coach the team.
That's it.
And apparently,
wasn't very happy with that once it came down to the draft. Yeah,
is when you finally hear that and then you see it, and he wasn't big on. Listen, somehow he picked up amazing amounts of power during the course of everything that's taking place since he took the job. That he's now in a situation where everybody, including somebody told me last night, he is calling all the shots. A losing record. Never won a suit. He's not coming in like Coach Q from the Panthers.
No.
Nothing in common.
With rings on his fingers. Come on.
And this guy is coming into New York. And by the way, he's got a pretty good chance to make it work if he gets this group to play together. On paper, the Jets look pretty good. It's not like they look like one of the worst teams in football. But, man, it's amazing. I just never thought we'd be talking about Adam Gase, the one I just saw the Bills game. When the whole group had to get on the private plane and go to timeout with the owner and fly back, try and figure out who was going to make it, who when you got off the plane was done and who was out, and how bad it was, to now the guy like is landing back on his feet. He got more power now than he's ever had in his life.
That's right.
Ever. Been a coordinator. We did no numbers here. We put up no offensive numbers in 3 years.
Quarterback guru.
None. And Adam,
now he's running that team.
God bless him, man. Adam's got to write a book on this. Whatever it is, how to get complete control after being mediocre.
How to run two franchises in 4 years.
Pretty amazing stuff.
That's a great story.
Then I saw Peyton Manning. He can't go 3 sentences without mentioning Peyton Manning. If you ever talk to, always talking about what he did in Denver. Because whatever he did in Denver that year where he and Peyton put up those big numbers,
That's his. That's
they haven't
his
come
thing,
close
man.
To anything no. like that since.
You could flash that flash card in front of everybody.
No. Dolphins, no, 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 and no.
No, no, no.
So maybe he'll get back somewhere in between with Peyton and the other group of guys that he's.
You imagine
said.
If he gets Peyton to take that GM job and the two of them are running that Jets team for the next 3, 4, 5 years?
I mean, it'd be great for it'd be good for football to have Peyton Manning
sure,
back in at full time. I think, especially on New York. But I does he want to live in the New Jersey area?
Oh, that's yeah. Or you know,
does the family want to go? I don't know.
But
if
the
he,
potential for failure there is pretty high, isn't it?
I would
like
think
if you're Peyton
so.
Peyton Manning jumping yeah. into that thing, it's obviously dysfunctional. The potential for failure is pretty good, I would think.
Some have said the one thing Peyton Manning wants to do is run a team. Now.
Well,
I was,
the two other teams he wants to run are already being run by people.
I was thinking about president. And then the question is, do you want to go to one of the teams that you played for? Or
it's not taking Elway's job.
Or do you, well, he's still, a lot of people thought he's got a great general manager right now in place with the Colts.
Yeah, Ballard's there in Indy, yeah.
If he wants to go there, if the president, if a job ever opens to be president there, huh, I don't know. I
mean, it hurts your overall legacy and brand. Like, if you go into that job and you do a really poor job or, you know, the thing falls apart and you end up getting fired or something, it certainly
hurts. Well,
let
me just say this. I mean, just for guys like Marino and Peyton and all those guys, they make so much money. They've given so much of their life with long careers. Now you got, like, the second batch. As the kids are getting older. Do you want to – Danny can make all the money he wants. Listen, nobody in the history of the Dolphins organization, no matter who there is, made more money than he has or will ever make the amount of money he's made.
How much did Offerdale sell the bagels for?
It doesn't matter. Danny just made that up and over a course of just
Danny
being,
woke up this morning and made
he,
all of our
he's
salaries.
A machine. Yeah. Like,
I know.
So do you want to give up all that stuff to just go full-time job and give up all the other stuff you have where you can pick up, you can call – guys like Ralph and Ralph pick you up $400,000 or $500,000 a gigs in a matter of a few weeks, or do you? I mean, you just
you take a job where you're
going to
be criticized.
You can go golf when you want, go spend time in a second home when you want, or do you really want to take one of those jobs where now fan base is going, oh, all right, let's see what you can do. You're now the GM. You jumped into the hot seat. Let's see what you got.
Well, to be fair, right now, Danny's 20 years out of the NFL, and Peyton's only a couple years. Peyton might have an itch to do something NFL-wise. Danny really doesn't have to.
But
Danny's 20 years out.
I just wonder, like, Peyton has given 20-something years of his life full-time to being all in, give up a lot of life, a lot of family stuff. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he may take this job. I may be surprised, but he's going to take a big cut and pay to do it. With those commercials, unless have you ever seen a GM be a full-time GM and then do commercials? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And he's got some good ones.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live either if he goes to the Jets or any of those.
No,
things.
No, no.
I think that's over.
But isn't that part of Peyton too? Yeah. That personality.
Sure.
There ain't no personality when you're the GM.
No, no. There's work, scouting, player personnel, coaching. Everything.
I don't see him taking. I was thinking about this, and there's no question Adam wants him. There is no question, if you know Adam Gase, he would love Peyton Manning to take the job. Peyton Manning's name never comes up if Adam doesn't leak that stuff out. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got to get to Hollywood's headlines. We got a little Ira talking some NBA, including seeing a guy. The last time we saw a guy in a playoff game play 52 minutes. Kawhi Leonard did it last night. Anyway, more stuff to come.
Radio.com. Radio.com. And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us? You're already smiling about something. What's wrong?
No, we had a horse race over the weekend.
Oh, we did?
Kind of an interesting outcome, I guess. Warren Will, who is the favorite, won the race. So we put some money on this, Joe, and we
so
lost.
Much for the long.
We don't take favorites. Long we take shot, long shots. Yeah. We actually had money on the second and third place horses. We were needed a disqualification again, and we did not get it.
Well, what the hell? Let's go ahead and go. We'll load up for this last one coming up.
Bot Express was the story of the race as he threw his jockey, John Velasquez, right out of the gate, threw him off the horse. And the horse finished the race, but it doesn't count. We were all rooting for him, hoping he would win.
You didn't realize once.
I did not realize. I thought as long as the horse crosses the line.
Yeah, done. But it was still fun to watch. Like, it would have been hilarious to see that. Damn, it would have been a movie watching that horse, like, without a jockey, just like kick it into gear and go on its own and win. That would have been hilarious.
All right, we'll go to the NBA here. And did you guys see Drake last night? Because this is starting to get a little bit silly in Toronto. He has the ability, because there's no courtside seats next to him, it's just like an announcer table. He is pacing the sideline throughout the game. The cameras are on him the entire game.
And he's
starting to get a little much. Yeah, he's talking to
Giannis. The other guys.
Giannis doesn't seem to be bothered by it, but again, like, seems like enough is enough with
this guy. I think
they
all like his music, and I get that he's a talented guy, but like, he's way over the top.
Way over the top. It's ridiculous.
By the way, he's only on Toronto's bandwagon because they're doing great right now. I know they call him the mayor of Toronto, but he's the greatest front-running hip-hop star of all time.
I like him and his buddy screaming at the refs every time they walk by. I mean, screaming at the refs.
Does he fall under hip-hop, by the way, or what would you call it?
Yeah, he's a hip-hop rap.
Keeping it in the NBA here, I don't know if we've ever seen this one before. The NBA announced on Friday that Tyreke Evans has been dismissed and disqualified from the league for violating terms of the anti-drug program.
Man, he must have been
straight thrown out.
He must have done some bad stuff to get kicked out of the NBA.
Yeah.
Nobody gets
Holy
kicked
moly.
Out of the NBA.
He just got straight kicked out. Now, they said that he's eligible to apply for reinstatement in two years, although he'll be 31 by then. He averaged 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 2.5 assists this year.
Goodbye.
So that could be that for him. But thrown out.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to do something bad to get thrown out.
I did kind of wonder, like, what the hell did he take?
I mean, they really don't even weed test these guys. What was he doing?
Like, you mentioned weed, everybody turns their head. Like, what?
Cares,
what are you talking about? What?
Like, what the hell were you doing, buddy? 2 years.
Sound like he wanted out. He was done. Made enough money.
I'm sure he has.
Goodbye.
All right, one of the only notable stories from the golf tournament this weekend. I don't know if you guys saw the video. Brooks Koepka walking to the tees with his girlfriend, Jenna Sims. Zach is smiling there. He's
I haven't seen it.
She went in for the kiss, and he wanted no part of it again. I mean, just tremendous personality. As they talked to you about on TV, Joe, the next Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Hey.
He fist bumped all his buddies. All his buddies came over and fist bumped.
So,
she reached in for the little kiss. Nope.
Women weak in legs.
I watch on the internet, and they kept showing it, right? But I got to tell you, man, people on social media for comments are so mean. They were ripping her, like her, what she looked like and stuff. And I'm like, come on, man. Social media
is just nasty. Yeah, it's nasty.
They're calling her Bruce Jenner, and they were just killing her. What's Bruce Jenner's name now? I forget. Caitlyn Jenner. Sorry.
Who called her that?
They were going to Kepka's dating Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, it was just like, come on, man. That's cold. People are mean. What the hell's wrong with
I kept a straight face that whole time. You saw that, right?
What else you got there?
Who said that?
Wow.
Did you guys see the viral video of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I did.
Over the weekend, he was at a charity event in Johannesburg, South Africa, and some spectator goes full speed after him and gives
him
a double drop kick right in the back.
He moved him like 3 inches.
Yeah, he bounced right off him.
Go down,
you can't mess with the
turtle. Yeah.
My man's 70 years old. You can't mess with him, not to mention those two bodyguards.
Oh, that one bodyguard got the guy to headlock. Done. That guy's still having problems breathing.
You know how old Arnold is now?
70, 71?
You did your research. Very nice.
It's not a tumor.
I don't know, but he didn't press charge. You got love.
Of course not. He was like a fly. He swatted a fly off his back.
Really was
you live
amazing.
Here in South Florida. Somebody be suing you for doing
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Arnold would have fell.
My back.
Oh, my neck. My neck.
All right. And we talked about this a little bit. I think it was on Friday, the Lamar Odom book. And the newest story. There's going to be stories that keep leaking out of this thing. I don't know when the book actually comes out.
I want the book.
It's turning into a must read here. Yeah. As,
is it more of a bathroom read? You yeah, see, it as yeah. It's a potential toilet
it's the,
read.
It's yeah. The king well, of the throne. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of toilet stories here. As
he's
going to
take the place
about,
of Canseco's books.
That's it. Move over, Jose.
So he talked about the Olympics in the summer of 2004 in his book, Darkness to Light.
Yeah.
And he had to take a drug test. Athletes going into the Olympics have to take a drug test. He was not going to pass. Said he was using weed daily. So he decided that he would have a, as he puts it, quoted in the book, a giant rubber black, fill in the rest, had it overnighted to him. He slips it in and uses that for his drug test and obviously passed.
Prosthetic wiener. That's what it was, okay? Yeah. You don't want to say it, I'll say it for you.
Thank you.
It was a prosthetic wiener, and he got it shipped to the Olympics. What the hell is this guy thinking? Like, are you kidding? This book is not a must-read. I need it today.
Have you guys, I probably shouldn't bring this up, but you guys ever been through mandatory drug testing?
What happened?
No, I ask you if you've ever had to do it.
Oh, yes, yes.
Not asking if you passed. Oh,
yes, I have. I had to, when I got life insurance, I did.
So, did you have somebody in there with you while you were
watching?
Watching.
Yeah.
From you had somebody watching.
Not like literally, like, but in the bathroom with me, like staring at. Yeah.
So, I went through
stage fright.
So I went through from the Wild West, as we called the old NFL, to they worked our way into this drug testing thing. So I got to be right there. In the middle of seeing what it was like when we found out for the first time, as the cocaine became an issue not only here in South Florida but all over, so Shula says, "Hey, we came in and he says we're doing drug testing. We want to see you know how you guys are and you could see this whole room of guys going, oh no, I you know, so we went in there and they put it in the stalls the first year." And had guys go, and a guy waited outside the outside of the bathroom there that had like three stalls. So you could see all the guys as you had to get this done. Should I finish this story? Should I leave it alone?
No, this is a good story.
So we had a pretty dirty team, either marijuana or I'll just call it other.
Other.
It was
just
back then.
Just
when,
drugs.
Whatever the year was in the 80s. So. We had Glenn Blackwood was a fellowship Christian, so he's the one guy we could trust. So Glenn actually stayed in the middle and, like, was peeing for guys on both sides. And you could see if you were in there under the three stalls, he was just passing out to everybody so that – because guys are like, oh, man.
I'm going to fail.
Oh, I'm done. Pots, 30 days. Other things are a day or two. And it was just the whole thing. And so I tell a story when I go out, like Glenn Blackwood, when he shows up, I said, I want to thank Glenn Blackwood for what he did for a majority of our team.
Most of the team was eligible because of him.
Because he took the urine test for basically like probably a good solid 30 of the guys on the team. And so I wanted to thank Glenn Blackwood again today for – then they got real strict after. They started putting those guys – like he had to open the stall and there was no more private peeing in there.
No, they watch you now, yeah.
Yeah. They really cracked down.
How much water did Glenn have to drink?
Oh my God, Glenn.
I mean, was he like literally just drinking the water and peeing in a
well,
cup?
The first thing guys did was we had a very small group of full-time fellowship Christian athletes. We had some part-timers, but we had a couple full-timers and we all knew Glenn was the guy. He was the go-to guy. His brother, he was on and off. Lyle was on and off. But Glenn was, he was all in. So I remember going up to Glenn going, hey, Glenn, drink this
water, bro.
This is not good. I don't know where the hell shoes came, but this is not good. We need to. This is like first time.
How many people did Glenn help, in all honesty? Are we talking about 15, 20?
He was passing out. He was taking everybody's little cup, the little cup, and like going back. His arms must have been tired from going underneath the stalls, going left and right.
I'm more worried
about
that
guy
in that
little white robe. The guy in the little white robe was just outside. It was crazy. Crazy. Crazy time.
Oh, my God.
Crazy time.
I can't imagine that.
No, I shouldn't have told the story, but honestly, it just said a lot about Glenn Blackwood. Mm. He was just one of the great guys.
We have a couple of good texts that just came in about mandatory drug tests. We'll get to those later.
No, man. For anybody that's been through them, and it's got to be awkward. How about like having some guy sitting there watching you?
Yeah, you get stage fright.
Stage fright.
Yeah, I got that once.
Anyway, I'm sorry. What else you got?
Well, no, I'm saying I'm excited for the next Lamar Odom story because they keep getting better.
Yeah, the excerpts are good. Yeah. When we get that request for books or not, and the tour.
I mean, I picture this book like having like pictures and drawings and stuff in it, like. Kind of like the Dan Wetzel book we saw the other day.
I don't have any interest in Lamar's book.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
That story doesn't do it for you?
Just the Wizenator part of the story is good enough for me.
I don't. I want to hear what he has to say about Chloe, but outside of that, I don't really care.
I mean, he cheated the Olympics. No one does that. Who cheats the Olympics?
Who cheats the Olympics?
I don't know, a lot.
You're kidding, right? You want to go through the group that
We've
cheated?
Had countries not invited back to the Olympics.
Did you see the guy running to beat Carl Lewis by 10 meters in the 100?
Who cheats the Olympics? You probably should have thought about that before you said that out loud.
You're kidding about cheating the Olympics.
No, I was.
You
want to
take that back? You want to take that back? Who cheats the Olympics?
Carl Lewis looked like a plow horse, man, running a friggin' 100-meter. The guy beat him so badly. Then they checked him, and they go, oh, my God, you're banned for life.
Ben Johnson literally beat everyone by 30 meters in that race.
Like, Ben, where the hell did this come from?
Wow, that guy's fast.
That's like glowing green, radioactive.
Yeah, go pee in a cup,
that
Ben.
Wasn't good.
He literally pees out toxic waste.
All right, what else we got before we get to 8 o'clock hour? Ira Winderman's coming up right today. He'll be calling any minute now.
He's already on hold.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.